Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night.
That's the legendary, eternal Van Morrison bringing us back. Moon dance, one of his best. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Doug Obie is here. His book is Money and the Human Condition. He's certified financial planner emeritus and financial advisor extraordinaire. Doug, thanks again for being here. We're talking about your concerns, my concerns about how things are going right now in as we are extruded through this pandemic wormhole, as I call it, from what once was normal into what I'm calling the new regular. I say that normal was just inducted into the Irrelevance Hall of Fame along with the hug and the handshake. So one of the things that you pointed out earlier is you're concerned about the economy once the government stimulus is gone. But we've been through this before, Doug. We went through this in 08 and 09, although Main Street didn't get a lot of stimulus back in those days. But I think the Main Street economy has been underestimated, has been undervalued. The strength of the Main Street economy, which I predicted would happen. I reported on this for years. Small business owners were financially stronger. Their balance sheets were stronger, in my opinion, than they'd ever been. I think that's one of the reasons why, even though we're going to lose a lot of small businesses, that's one of the reasons why I think we're going to have maybe a little better recovery. What do you think?
I would like to believe that, and it probably may not be, it certainly won't be as severe as the Great Depression, but I do think it's going to be worse than the Great Recession of 2008-09. If you think about it, Jim, 70% of our economy is consumer-driven. Mm-hmm. And the consumer was held up, if you will, held up. I don't mean held up with a gun, but they were held up with the stimulus and able to continue spending, even though there wasn't as much to spend on. So because there wasn't as much to spend on, and they still were getting plenty of money, they've been able to save. So they have built their own cushion, if mm-hmm. you will, for when the stimulus does stop. But at some point, when they realize that the money is going to stop and their savings can only go so far, all right, that consumer is going to stop spending even when things open up more. And heaven forbid we open up a lot and we get this rebound of the virus mm-hmm. in the fall and winter. I don't think it's going to be that severe. I don't think we're going to have that big a rebound of that virus. But I don't think things will, even when they reopen, I don't think you're going to get the consumer back in droves like they were.
My concern is not as much cyclical, meaning cycling through this downturn. My concern is not as much cyclical because we've been through this before. We know how to do that. My concern is that this pandemic has accelerated the shift of the economy from we're moving away from analog more towards digital, as you know, about my work in that, Doug, and mm-hmm. and as we move, it's accelerated what was going to happen over the next 5 to 10 years into the here and now, and that's what I'm concerned about. And you brought this up in the last segment about the jobs that were lost that will never come back, the businesses that were lost that will never come back. That's a reordering of the economy that's what I'm worried about. And whereas prior to without the coronavirus pandemic, we would have done this very thing, but over a 5 or 10 year period, and now we're having to deal with it now. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more, Jim. All right, this has just accelerated everything. And as technology is always a disruptor. This is sort of the disruptor that is disrupting things in a matter of a year or two versus the 5 or 10 that you were suggesting. But there was a disruptor coming. And one of the big ones, I think, is that companies were trying to tiptoe into allowing employees work from home. But they were always concerned, will they really work? Will it be as productive? And this has forced them into it.
Yeah.
And they have found that it works fine.
They like it.
All right?
The CEOs that I report on, that I report with, they're surprised at how well things are going. And they all admit that if they tried to do this a year ago, people would have said they were crazy. Their stock would have dropped, would have gone down.
Yep. Yep. And it's working phenomenally well. So much so, it's having huge ramifications in gas usage, real estate prices in different areas of real
city
estate.
City center businesses are in the, talk about people who aren't coming back. Look at all the small businesses in the downtown areas that were paying way too much rents, but they were able to do that because of the people who were basically a hostage to downtown for during the
absolutely.
Day. Those people are not coming back, I think, to downtown. And
right.
those small
You're
businesses
right.
are in trouble.
And especially with what's happening in some cities. All right.
right.
People
yep.
are moving out of cities left
yep.
and right.
Especially certain cities, the ones who are so poorly managed. Doug, I need
exactly.
your website, please.
DougObey.com.
O-B-E-Y, DougObey.com. Check it out. The book is called Money and the Human Condition. I encourage you to check it out as you can. As you can tell, it's written by a very smart man. He and I will be right back. I want to talk about real estate with Doug. He's a pro at that. I know a little bit about it, and we'll talk about it after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.